This recording is actually not meant to be a shiur. It was born out of a request from my dear Talmud, Eitan Austin, who had asked that since he's beginning the Daf Yomi cycle for the first time, and I, b'siyata d'shmaya, with a few more daf to go, will be finishing the Daf Yomi for the first time. So he was asking me if I had any pieces of advice for how to go about learning the Daf Yomi. So this is not a shir per se, but it's a man-to-man talk, not even Rebbe the Talmud, but just a man-to-man talk about the process of going through the Daf Yomi, should be one's expectations, aspirations, and I just want to first begin by saying that even though much of the Daf Yomi that I did, I felt that there was a lot that was left to be desired in its learning, the feeling of satisfaction of having gone through Shas, we'll describe the term that I've used of gone through Shas, that feeling of satisfaction is something that is tremendous, and I highly encourage many people who think that it's relevant, after discussing it with others and hearing my talk through, to think about joining this fantastic movement. Everything in life really depends on how much you put into it, will be how much you get out of it. Rav Meir Shapiro, I think, expected that either the Daf Yomi was a chazara for people who are already holding in a tremendous amount of Shas, or that they were individuals who are on a high level of learning that would also be putting a significant amount of time into their Daf Yomi. There are Kolalim in Eretz Yisrael that have Avrichim, and in some cities in America as well, that are learning the Daf Yomi the majority of the day with built-in Chazaras, and also even learning it B'Iyun. For many of us, myself included, that was not how I began the Daf. When I began the Daf, I actually was doing it more seriously than I'm doing it now. I'll explain. So for many of us, that's not what the Daf Yomi is. Nevertheless, I think that the Daf Yomi can have a tremendous value, and that is, I would describe it that for many people, it is a tour of Shas, T-O-U-R. And that is that there's a very important value for both a person who is not an accomplished Torah scholar, as well as someone who dreams of becoming a Torah scholar, to have seen Shas once, twice, three times, four times, five times over the lifetime, and supplement their learning with that general, broader picture. And so therefore, as long as we do not delude ourselves and think that this is a real form of learning Gemara in the sense that we're mastering, and I would suggest that everybody who is learning Daf Yomi must have a Seder, if they can, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives them the opportunity, but really should look for a Seder where they're striving in mastering something in Torah Sheba'al Peh. Whether an individual on a lower level be Mishnayis, or someone on a higher level, that he's learning Gemara, Bi'iyun seriously, and Halacha seriously. So for example, in our minyan that we have in Mishkafayim, I told the Balabatim, and encouraged them, B'siyata D'shmai, we're starting a Daf Yomi Shir, we have a beautiful rotation, a Magide Shurim, and so on. When speaking over Balabatim, who are weighing whether to do it or not, I said to them that it should only supplement that something that you're already learning Bi'iyun. Learning Bi'iyun, my father Shlita, there was a time when he was very busy, when he was working, would learn the Parsha Bi'iyun. I'm not saying what exactly that is, but someone who is looking for real mastery in Gemara, it's very difficult if you have many other things that are going on in your schedule to attain mastery. Nevertheless, to have toured all of Shas, if you look at it that way, then that would be valuable. Now, someone could ask, wait a second, if that's so, if this is only a tour of Shas, let me learn on a much slower pace and go for mastery, and why focus on a tour if that's superficial? I think the answer, part of the answer to that question, is what the Daf Yomi does do is it creates a serious consistency in your life. And the rigorous pace, although very hard, not overwhelming, overwhelming in terms of mastering, again, without a serious plan of chazara, it's impossible, but it's a serious pursuit with its amazing power of consistency. And the amazing thing is that any people who have positive, consistent components to their daily life will tell you that once you get into a routine, your day feels entirely complete without it. And the moment in which you find the appropriate routine, so then what happens is that your day can actually be transformed. So the tmidus, and of course what many speak about, the connection, the camaraderie of going to another city, of being able to drop into a Daf Yomi shir, to be able to go online and find a shir, that sense of Klal Yisrael all growing in Torah Shebaal Peh, of course, with the culmination of the grand Siyumei HaShas, all of those things are extremely powerful tools in our lives. And if you think about it, I remember when I started, I was wondering, you know, I wonder what life is going to be like in 7.5 years from now. You really feel that your life, you see after 7.5 years where the daf was consistent, how you grew, how you changed, but the Daf Yomi was always there. As I alluded to, if someone can put Chazara into their system, so then that would be highly encouraged. I'm hoping B'siyata D'Shmaya this time around to have a system of Chazara. I did not in the previous time. And I think this is a very, very important point. Even if you notice glaring chisronos in the way you're doing your Daf Yomi, keep at it, unless you make a decision that you should be doing other things that are better during that period of time, like watching football at 3:30, right? But if you decide that that there is something your learning should be done in a better fashion, matov u'manoim. But even if there are glaring mistakes, at the end of the day, look back, look at it, that the next time around you're going to improve. And I think this is an extremely, extremely important point in terms of advice. I want you to know that this is not... 7.5 years ago was not the first time that I had tried to do the Daf Yomi. I had done it twice or three times prior. Once when I was very young, that was before even the tapes for the Daf Yomi. As a child, we would call up dial a Daf. I would hog the phone in the house for a while. There was, of course, only one phone in the house, and listen to the Daf over the phone. That, of course, didn't last very long, but even when I was older, even when I got married, I think I was zocheh to learn b'chavrusa with Rav Yosef Kalinsky for a couple of years, but it didn't stay. There were too many things that were going on in my life at the time, and it didn't last. I've mentioned in the Musar Shmuz that, you know, you could look at those things as failures. Now, clearly the goal, the dream, was to finish Shas in such a manner, and it just didn't. It didn't happen. It didn't come to fruition. But of course, that's not true. there are going to be people who are going to start now and are going to stop. And there are two ways for them to look at it. They could look at it as that they failed, or that they were building, creating the necessary endurance to be able to do it the next time. Maybe when things are a little bit calmer in their lives, that they're able to find more time to learn. And what happens is those failures, Sheva Yipol Tzadik Vikam, those failures become actually part of the building of your success. As we point out in the Musar Shmuz, the Pasuk says Sheva Yipol Tzadik. It doesn't say Sheva Yipol Vikam Tzadik. When one falls, that's part of the tzidkus. And certainly a failure in not being able to succeed in the Daf Yomi is not a failure at all. It's actually building your endurance for the next project that you're going to take, and it might be the next time that you decide to join the Daf Yomi. I mentioned that the chashivus of the Daf Yomi is its consistency, and here is, you know, very practical etza number one, is don't fall too far behind. If your goal is to tour Shas the way I described and to finish it after 7.5 years, you're going to have to be satisfied at times at having a limited understanding of the Gemara, and even at times not understand it at all, but the Magid Shir has moved on. That day, you definitely want to try to look at it again. But if you didn't get to look at it again, don't decide not to go to the Shir. You might decide that's a reason Daf Yomi is not for you. That's a real legitimate argument. But don't fall too far behind by saying, let me do yesterday's Daf better, or just fall behind because you're doing it more slowly. If you do find yourself falling behind, so then in such a case, I would recommend to skip. Let's say for something happened and you had to miss 2 or 3 days. If you try to make up in the next couple of days, those 2 or 3 days. If you can't, then it's okay to skip. In fact, I said that I hope that I don't miss my last few daf. I'm missing a few daf in Maseches Ksuvos. And I'm very, very glad that I didn't try. I realized it was about, I had really fallen behind. It was about 8 or 10 daf in behind. And I said that instead of trying to make that up, I'm going to skip ahead to where everybody is and then make up those dapim before the Siyum HaShas. So daven for me that I have a flight to the States. So I'm hoping to make up those dapim. So it's kedai at times to skip. And if you're concerned that you will not finish all the Shas, then make a note of which dapim that you are missing. Another point that's extremely, extremely important is to recognize that within 7.5 years, Be'ezer Hashem, everybody here should be zocha to only Latov, and in the next 7.5 years, and B'siyata D'Shmaya to be rejoicing in the next Siyum HaShas in the Beis HaMikdash, in Har HaBayis. But at the end of the day, realize that there are going to be different parts of your life. In my case, again, this is less a shir and more of a talk between two friends. In my case, the Daf Yomi started off really, really well, and in many ways stayed well for the first half of Shas. I was recording the Daf Yomi, and I still did not have a system of Chazara, but I did have the responsibility of getting it right. Now I have a Rebbe Charusa, who many of you know without knowing him personally, and that is Rabbi Robert Short, who's the maestro of YU Torah. YU Torah's functioning is all his present sechus. And he says the daf. And Bli Ayin Hara Rab Simcha, Rob is very, very bright and very, very quick. And I don't always chap, quote-unquote, everything that he's saying. And so therefore the daf, the second half, once I stopped recording it, became more superficial. The reason that happened was because I started saying a smicha shir in the kolel, and I had to prioritize my time. The smicha guys were more challenging than the Shanabek boys, who were extremely challenging as well, but I had more time on my hands to record the shir. It's before we had the shul. And so the quality is of one's learning can change, and that's okay. There's nothing wrong with that happening if you're doing it for the right reasons. At the end of the day, you will have toured either way Shas. So that brings us to that point is, keep in mind that it is possible that your schedule is going to change, there might be mesechtos that you'll feel that you have done better, and mesechtos that you will not be as satisfied with. For those of you, I happen to love both lamdos and halach lamaisa. For those of you who enjoy lamdos, it's actually more difficult to maintain a connection with the daf through lamdos. Of course, the Masifta Gemaras have very nice things in the back. But for those of you who also enjoy halacha lemaisa, I would encourage you, and this becomes a broader a point, not just in terms of halacha, but I would encourage you to help stay connected to the daf by following the halachos that are connected to that. So, for example, you have in the back of the Masifta, Aliba de Hilchasa, in the back of the Masifta Gemara that summarizes many halachos that come out. For years, in the first half of Shas, I had halacha from the Daily Daf. Maybe it's the first third of Shas. I have halacha from the Daily Daf. Rabbi Yoni Levin arranged for a similar type of set of shiurim through YU Torah again. And I would encourage you to partake of those. What happens is that this is the broader point that I wanted to make, is the daf is full of so much. To find a couple of points that interest you, that you connect to the daf, helps you in terms of retaining some connection to the daf, as opposed to being a large glob that's sitting in front of you. And the broader point then is to find those things that connect you to the daf. So, for example, I saw the OU is starting a series that's going to discuss history from the Daf Yomi, Jewish history from the Daf Yomi. Finding those nuggets that connect you to the Daf Yomi, everybody has them. My father Shlita, for a period of time when he went to the Daf Yomi, had those things that interested him about the lives of the Tanoim and the Amoraim. Not so much general Jewish history, but my father is a buff in terms of the Tanoim and Amoraim. So anything interesting that he saw about the lives of the Tanoim and the Amoraim were what connected him to the Daf. So find your niche of things that interests you, that's going to keep the Daf, Daf's topic and its content clear in your mind, as clear as possible. Finally, of course, the Gemara in Sanhedrin says, "Hazorea ve'ena kotzer," that someone who learns and doesn't do chazara is if they planted but they didn't cut off. So, for myself, the way I make myself feel better is now I'm beginning the system of chazara, maybe even more precisely, I looked at the Daf Yomi itself as not learning the material the first time, but a way of chazaring a significant amount of material that I had learned before. But there, one could look for so many different tools of chazara. If the Daf Yomi is going to be your primary limud, then I highly encourage that you come up with a system of chazara. In the back of many of the Kitzer Gemaras, like Masifta and Vishinantam and so on, they have summaries of the Daf Gemara. Rav Leibowitz Shlita, aside from his fantastic shir, also has a quick Daf Yomi summary. Those types of things could be extremely helpful. I'm not sure a song on the whole Masechta helps people remember, but you know what? You know, everybody is so different. Kishem Shepartzufim, Shonos Kachte Oseir, Shonos, anything that would be helpful in terms of maintaining a connection, not just simply the day of, but when reviewing, I would highly encourage. For those who could take the Bechinos of the Dirshu, I've taken the Bechinos of the Dirshu in terms of doing Chazar in their Mishnah Berurah Yomi, and I found that a tremendous, tremendous mechayev. So even if you have no dreams of coming in first place, but nevertheless, just looking over the Bechina, even if you're not going to write the answers, but to find those things that could give you the appropriate chazara would be necessary. So I would crunch what I'm saying right now as, for most people, Daf Yomi is not a standard limud of Talmud Torah. We shouldn't delude ourselves. It's a tour of Shas. It's an amazing tour. It's a glorifying tour. And maybe if we do it a few times over, then we'll be Zocha, then that will become our Seder, which would actually be something that begins to really grow fruits that will have a Kinyan HaTorah through the Daf Yomi. So consistency, finding a consistent shiur, a consistent time. I'm looking forward to this time around completing my recordings of Shas through the Daf Yomi. So it'll be my pleasure to learn with you those who that shear it's best for, and continue to look for all those tools. Fasten your seatbelts, and b'siyata d'shmaya, in 7.5 years from now, I'll tell you about my Siyum HaShas with Michael Jordan. That's for another time. Be'ezar Hashem, we should be zochet, to be mesameach with each other, simchas haTorah, as we continue to find, and Eitan's question, actually, I think, is the greatest statement of it all, and that is a question, the desire to, how can I do it best? The dreams of turning page after page, with coming away with something from the beautiful, glorious work of Ravina and Ravashi, Talmud Bavli, and Be'ezer Hashem to be Mesamech with its completion 7.5 years from now is an absolutely beautiful dream. And may we continue to grow together, Lamaila, Lamaila. Mazel tov for those who have already been Mesayim.